On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled The Testimony of a Pagan King. It was the salvation story of the greatest king in his day, King Nebuchadnezzar. It was a story about how God brought a man down to being like an animal, eating grass like an ox. What lessons can we learn from his story? Open your Bibles to Daniel chapter 4, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life. Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the book of Daniel. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Daniel chapter 4 as we take a look in the book.
And in whom is the spirit of the holy God? And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magician, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in thee, and no secret troubles thee. Tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen and the interpretation thereof. Notice these are some high compliments he's given Daniel. He says, man, I know that there is nothing, no secret trouble you. You can figure it out. For whatever it is, whatever the problem, it don't trouble you because of the holy God that's in your life. He recognized that Daniel had a different spirit than all those guys that he had over there on payroll. He said, verse 10, thus were the vision of mine head in my bed. So he's finna tell the dream. He says, I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven. Man, this is a big tree. Somebody ought to say, this is a big tree. I mean, you talking about, I ain't never seen a tree that reached that high. Right. Lord have mercy. You got to get in an airplane to get to the top of the tree. And the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof was fair, the fruit thereof much, and it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadows under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelled in the broth thereof, and all the flesh was fed of it. Think about it. This was the tallest tree, but it was the widest tree that every beast of the field can come up under this tree. I ain't never seen a tree that big. Now if you would have saw this in your dream at night, you would have been scared too, because you ain't seen a tree this big. He says, I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thus, hewest down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, scatter his fruit, let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of the root of the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, and in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let its portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Listen, we're talking about somebody here, because he said, let his portion be. Let his heart be changed from man, and let a beast heart be given unto him. And let seven times pass away. A time was a year, so he said seven times. We're talking about 7 years. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men's and give it to whosoever he will and set it up over it, the baseness of men's. This dream I, Nebuchadnezzar, have seen now. Thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able. Why? For the Spirit of the Holy God is in thee. How many of you know the Holy Ghost makes a difference? Verse 19, it says, then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar answered and said, oh, my Lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. Or I wish this dream wasn't talking about you. I really wish it was talking about your enemies. But this dream here is going to make your enemies happy. It's going to make you mad, but it's going to make your enemies glad. He says, verse 20, the tree that thou sawest which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heavens, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves was fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwell, and upon whom branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and the dominion to the end of the earth. He said, you the man, king. You that tree that had reached to the highest of the heaven and went, the branches went all over the earth. You that tree. He says in verse 23, and whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, here's down the tree and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the root thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven. Let his portion be with the beast of the field till 7 times pass over him. In other words, 7 years. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my Lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the fields. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 years shall pass over thee, till thou know it that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whosoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree root, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Whereof, O king, let my counsel be accepted unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness and thy iniquity, and by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be the lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and says, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of my kingdom by the might of my power for honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou knowest that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth to whosoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair was grown like eagle's feathers, his nails like bird claws. And at the end of his days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. And I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose kingdom is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom is from generation to generations. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he does according to his will in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can say his hand or say unto him, what does it thou? And at the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and my brightness returned unto me, and my counselor and my Lord sought unto me, and I established in my kingdom, and excellence and majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven and all whose works are true, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride. He's able to abase. What lessons can we learn from the testimony of a pagan king? What lesson is it that we can learn? Let me give you four things off the wagon. First of all, God is sovereign. In other words, God rules. In other words, God is in charge. Look at verse number 17 again. In verse number 17, it says, this matter is by the decrees of the watchers. How many of you know that whatever is happening on earth, somebody in heaven is watching? Yeah. Heaven is watching what's happening on earth. And the demand by the word of the holy ones, God and his angels are watching. Why this story? To the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and give it to whosoever he wills and set it up over it the baseness of men. Why do we have this chapter in the Bible? Is this chapter, was it just for Nebuchadnezzar's sake? No, God says it's that the inhabitants of this earth can know that the Most High, he rose in the kingdom of men. Oh, I know you must, a lot of folks think that because they can't see God down here, that God done went up there and he just lived up there and he ruled up there in heaven. But let me let you know something. Not only do God watch what's going on down here on earth, God is in control of what goes on. On earth. Six times in this chapter, it talks about the high, refers to God as the high ruler. In other words, God is the top God of all the gods. God is the top Lord of all the lords. God is the top king of all the kings on this earth. In verse number 2, it talks about the high God. In verse number 17, it talks about the Most High God. In verse number 24, it talks about the high God. In verse number 25, the high God. 32 and 34, it talks about the high God. Six times it talks about the high God. And then, and the first time we ever read about the Most High God is over in Genesis chapter 14. Verse number 18, after Abraham had won the battle against those five kings, and their army. Abraham brought tithes, the Bible says, to Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God. The high God. The top God. The biggest God. The greatest God. See, sometimes we get all upset because of who we see is on the throne down here. Who got in this office, and, oh, I wish he hadn't got in. Listen, can't nobody get in unless God put them in. Yeah. Then you see it right here out of your Bible. As a matter of fact, when it's in the Bible one time, that's enough. But when it's there three times, God is wanting you to know that I'm telling you something that's very important. Because sometimes people don't get it the first time around. Look at what he says here in verse 17. He says in the middle of the verse that to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. And watch this. And what else do he do? And give it to whoever he will. God say it's mine to begin with. And I decide who have that seat and who have that seat and who have that seat. I'm in charge of the seats down here. He says, and I can even set up over it the baseness of men. But he says the same thing here in verse number 25 at the end of the verse. Till thou know it that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and give it to whosoever he will. Verse number 32 says basically the same thing. Until thou know it that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and give it to whosoever he will. It shows that God is sovereign. And notice, back up in verse 17, he says he set it up over it, the baseness of men, the lowest man. God will take the lowest of men and reach and grab him and bring him all the way and put him on the top. And you say, but he ain't got no education. He ain't got no degree. He didn't go to all of the schools like everybody else. But that's how God works. God said, I'm in charge of this thing. And I make the rules, and I even overrule the rules. Whatever rules man come up with down here, God said, not only do I rule, but I can overrule that. Because I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. A lot of time we have problems when we see people get in places that we didn't really, you know, like them to be there. But let me tell you what the Bible said over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse number 26. Read it when you get home. Just write these scriptures down. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through 29. It says, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen. Let me say that again. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, make you scratch your head. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. When you see somebody make it to the top that didn't go through all of the qualifications to get there, you can't help but say, it's got to be a God somewhere. He didn't get there on his own. Lord have mercy. And that's how it is even in our lives. Regardless what we have in our lives, regardless how good that we are and how good we do it, whether God done gave us the gift of singing or preaching or praying, regardless whatever it is, it's not really yours. It's all about God. Lord, have mercy. Oh, God is sovereign. That's why the old songwriter says God is sovereign. He can do what he want to do when he want to do it. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it, because God is sovereign. Number two, let's rush on. Number two. Get rid of your pride and give God the praise. Get rid of your pride and give God the praise. Look at verse number 27 again. Daniel is talking. Daniel says, "Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquity by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be the lengthening of thy tranquility." He said, king, you need to repent. Don't get mad. Listen to my counsel. You need to stop sinning so much. Cut it off. Break away from these sins. And then start doing the right thing. And then don't take all the money and just use it on you. Share the money with the poor and stuff. Help somebody else. And then don't be so mean and hard. Show some mercy sometime. See, I just wish we had preachers like Daniel that would tell it straight just like it is. Well, did he listen? Verse 29 says, at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and says, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Now, I don't think the king was going through the house bragging like that. I think the king basically went out there on his balcony. And it was basically talking to himself. He was looking over his vast kingdom that he could see for miles. And he said, man, look what I done. Boy, man, I done pretty good. Wow. Man, I'm bad. Wow. And the Bible says, while he had those thoughts in his mouth, verse 31, while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men's, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. What was his problem? He was walking around in pride. Oh, he had a bunch of sin, but the root sin of all sin is pride. That's the same sin that Satan had that got him kicked out of heaven, was pride. What is pride?
Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.